Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Job chapter 13, verses 15 through 25. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before him. This also will be my salvation. For a godless man may not come before his presence. Listen carefully to my speech, and let my declaration fill your ears. Behold, now I have prepared my case. I know that I will be vindicated. Who will contend with me? For then I would be silent and die. Only two things do not do to me. Then I will not hide from your face. Remove your hand from me, and let not the dread of you terrify me. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, then reply to me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make known to me my rebellion and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you cause a driven leaf to tremble, or will you pursue the dry chaff?
Is it possible for those of us who are believers to draw closer to the Heavenly Father through our questions? The life of Job suggests an answer. Verse 15 of today's scripture passage is key to understanding his mindset. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. No matter what happened, Job was determined to keep hoping and trusting in God, even while struggling to understand why he suffered. Both hoping and asking questions can be expressions of faith. Knowing that the Lord was the only one who could answer him, Job wanted an opportunity to pose his questions. Then, in chapters 38 through 41, the Lord responded, leaving his servant both humbled and astonished. In seasons of suffering, we too may have questions for God, such as, "What have I done wrong? Why are you treating me this way? And don't you see my brokenness?" When that happens, we can be comforted to know that we're in good company. In fact, from the cross, as he carried our sin, our Savior asked, my God, why have you forsaken me?" showing he understood the depth of our confusion and despair. And how will God respond when we have earnest questions for him? He'll keep us close, and in his infinite, awe-inspiring love and mercy, carry us through.